Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Well, good morning. I want to say Merry Christmas, but I guess I have to wait till next week to do that. But welcome to First United Methodist Church of Brighton and Whitmore Lake on this fourth Sunday of Advent, a special time for us to know God, to love God, and to serve God. Today, Pastor Lindsay is going to be bringing us a message about love and support of friends. And we want to invite you, in fact, encourage you to find that card, that connection card that may have fallen out of your bulletin as you were sitting down. Fill that out so we know that you're here, so we know what you're interested in, and especially if you're new among us, fill that out and somebody's going to reach out to you, and it might well be me. So I'll be looking forward to talking with you. If you have prayer concerns, please let us know about it. Use the prayer cards that are in the pew or online, and also the connection. You can connect online to give us your sign-in information. We want to be praying with you, and we have people who will pray with you and for the people in your life at this time of the year. Our worship leaders today are Liz Huber and Suzanne Everett, and the Zhao family will be lighting the Advent wreath, so that's great. I have just three quick announcements for you. You can get more information about these items by looking in the bulletin or on the website. But number one, please remember, at this time of the year when you're so busy, on Thursday, if you can donate blood, come on over and do it, okay? This Thursday, too. We hope you'll join us for Christmas Eve worship and invite your family and invite your friends. Invite those new neighbors that just moved in and might not have a church home yet. And finally, next Sunday is Christmas Day, and there's only going to be one worship service, and it's going to be a time of carol singing at 9:30 here, or you can choose to worship online for a special pre-recorded worship service that includes a sermon from Bishop Bard, but with our own folks. So we all got to hear him recently. We know how much we like to hear him. So with all of that, I invite you to remain seated to sing A Star Shone Bright, number 3051 in The Faith We Sing.
The season of Advent continues. We gather as people on the journey of love. God is making the final preparation for an amazing thing. Now is the advent of the long-awaited Messiah, our Prince of Peace, our hope and joy to the world, our gift of love. We wait, we prepare, we make straight the way. We celebrate the coming of Christ with the lighting of the Advent candles, symbols of our faith and the signs of God's love. We are people on the journey of peace, hope, joy, and love.
Today we light the candle of love. No other words so adequately capture the spirit of our faith. No other words so completely describe what we know of our God. For God so loved the world that a child was given. A Savior was made in the form of love incarnate, and love was given to live on. We gather then in Christian love. We give thanks for the love that passes understanding, and we await the dawning of God's pervasive and enduring love once more this Christmas season. We light the candle of love, remembering that Jesus is love divine, God incarnate.
For the opening song.
Please join me in the opening prayer. Lord Jesus, today we pray for the friends and family
whose love has both held us together when we have struggled and shared in the celebration of our joy. We are deeply grateful for the gift of those we have loved and who have loved us. In your name we pray. Amen. Please be seated.
Well, here it is, Christmas Eve. Halls are decked, packages wrapped, cookies baked, parties attended. Now that that turkey's into brine, I'd say that all the frenzy of the holiday preparation is officially over.
You'd think so, but the humans, if they could do one more thing, they would be totally exhausted.
Well, I don't know. It's like some weird contest this time of year to try and shove as many things they can into the last 5 weeks of the year.
And all just pure self-indulgence, all in the name of having a good time.
Oh, yeah.
But not all of it.
Well, okay, I had to stand in line for 2 hours to get Robbie an Xbox. 2 hours.
Well, yeah, they did do that. But then they also carefully selected gifts for all the members in the family they adopted.
Oh, yeah, but what about the time they got powdered sugar all over the place making Christmas cookies?
Yeah.
Talk about a white Christmas.
Yeah, they did that too. That was last week, but they cleaned it up. And then they packaged those cookies and brought them to the residents of a care facility, and the residents were so happy.
That is true, but then they put lights on the outside of their house. They put so many lights on the outside of their house, you could actually see it from outer space.
Yeah, they did that too, but, you know, they also, after they did that, went to CAS and helped people who don't even have a home. I mean, when you think about it, in the middle of all the craziness and mayhem and busyness of the holiday, they've chosen to do what Jesus taught us, to love one another.
In fact, just an hour ago, we all saw them gather the family by the Christmas tree and read from Luke the story of Jesus' birth. Jesus! Oh no! He's missing! It's almost Christmas! What? Jesus isn't in the manger!
Where'd he go?
A little bit ago and was just playing with him. Maybe she forgot to put him back in.
Oh, that's bad. I can't tell you how many sheep I've lost that way. That's why I have this bunny to hold and this umbrella instead of a staff.
I don't know. You guys think Santa could help?
Now, how in the world could Santa help us find Jesus?
Well, he knows everything. He knows when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake.
You know, I'm getting kind of sick of that guy. All I hear is Santa this and Santa that for the last few weeks.
I know exactly what you mean. You know, at this time of year, you start to wonder, whose birthday are we celebrating, Santa's or Jesus'?
Right.
Well, I don't know. The guy over there...
Wait a minute. I think Santa's kind of gotten a bad rap. I mean, it's not his fault that some of the humans have chosen to make him the focus of the holiday. I mean, if you remember, he started out as a saint, Saint Nicholas. He was all about loving and giving. Now, where is Santa?
Well, he's over there. Hey, Santa, what do you think?
I know what I think. I think I know what the people need for Christmas.
Oh. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Today, the scripture reading is from Luke, Luke chapter 1. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, Mary, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, Mary, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she, Mary, who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on my lowly state of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and his name is holy. Indeed, his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud and the imagination of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has come to the aid of his child Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he had made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." Mary remained with Elizabeth for about 3 months, then returned to her home. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Join in a spirit of prayer. Will you please pray with me, church? God of grace and beauty, we gather this morning in the spirit of praise and in a great spirit of thanksgiving, thankful for your love and your mercy, your grace and joy, the gifts that you give to us fresh each morning. With thankfulness on our hearts, we come to sing songs of praise, to lift our voices with joy, to tell of your goodness and mercy. So God, may you not only be present with us this morning, but may you make yourself known to us this day, that we might encounter you and be inspired by your spirit, be filled with your love, and empowered to go forth this day to share the good news of your love and grace. Now, loving Lord, may the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, the meditations of all of our hearts, may it be pleasing in your sight, you who are our rock and our redeemer. And all God's children said, amen. Well, it sure is beginning to look a lot like Christmas, especially this fresh fallen snow this morning. Makes it look like Christmas is on the way, ready or not. Here it comes. In just a week, Christmas is around the bend. From fallen snow to twinkling lights on rooftops and treetops. Maybe that's those extra plates of cookies that we see around church this time of year, or perhaps on your own countertop at home. Or maybe it's beginning to look like Christmas from all of the fun holiday sweaters. I was with the UMW on Thursday, and we had a festive holiday party, a festive sweater party. Everybody looked decked out. Or maybe it's looking like Christmas because of the extra traffic that's at the shopping malls. I sent Pastor John to the malls yesterday and to the post office. God bless him for waiting in line. I said, what was the wait? Was it 60 minutes at the post office? Yeah, kind of close to 60 minutes. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Well, this Advent season, John and I were gifted with a really fun present. I love it. It's a really fun present to enjoy with our kids. So inside of this glass jar, are these fun little circles. They're like chips. They're like, you know, like coin kind of things. And on each little circle here, there are different words that say things like decorate the tree. There's different examples for everything. There's ones that say like bake cookies or, you know, visit Santa or spend time drinking cocoa or donate toys like we do for gifts of hope or eat candy canes or listen to Christmas music. It's so fun. So you can find this on Etsy. I feel like an infomercial now. But you can find it on Etsy because I then quickly went out and bought one for my niece and nephew. I loved it so much, right? So I'm relating to our skit this morning, all of those fun things that you want to do. I loved it. I'll have to say, before I received this gift, though, I was well on my way to doing many of those things that you can do in the jar. Perhaps it's because you have young kids and you want to make the memories, or maybe it's just that I love Advent and the season as we wait and as we prepare. But I love to share some joy and love whenever possible, so I find myself doing a lot of these things in the jar anyway. But the one that was in the jar that I found myself doing a lot this past week was listening to Christmas music. So last Sunday, the children and the youth put on a delightful, really fun program. I'm full of programs this week, bulletins. They put on a really fun program, The Little Drummer Dude, that we've been advertising. It was under the direction of Susan Kimball, our music director, and they were telling the story of Jesus' birth from the perspective of the Magi and the Little Drummer Dude. And the kids had this fantastic musical. It was complete with kids dressed up in fantastic costumes, camels with fun humps on their back, and King Herod that was just a hoot, and the Holy Family, and a whole incredible cast of characters. They were singing and dancing and acting their little hearts out, our elementary and our middle school kids. They just brought down the house. They brought the spirit of Christmas, the music, to life. It was shared with incredible amounts of joy along the way. So that was Sunday. Then on Tuesday night, the sanctuary was again filled, but this time our 3-year-olds and our 4-year-olds were helping fill the sanctuary from First Steps Preschool. We had 2 programs on Tuesday night. The 3-year-olds went first. They sang their little hearts out. They're in their fancy, you know, Christmas outfits with their antlers that they have made in preschool. They're singing We Wish You a Merry Christmas and jingling their jingle bell songs. These young kids brought so much joy to the parents and the grandparents and the special guests in the sanctuary. Tons of smiles and like Kodak moments, right? Can I even say Kodak moments? You guys know what that means? Were you still on smartphones, right? We know what Kodak moments are. And then following the 3-year-old program, the 4-year-olds went and they quickly changed scenes, and this time they told the story of the nativity. They got out the nativity story, and they were dressed in different biblical characters to tell of Jesus' birth, just like our adults were. They sang from their hearts, too. There were angels, a choir of heavenly angels in these fancy, fancy wings, and brightly shining golden star, and shepherds, and Mary, and Joseph, and 3 incredible magi. They sang about the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And these proud parents and even prouder grandparents enthusiastically clapped as we shared the story. That was Tuesday. The fun continued from Tuesday night's Christmas program. It was filled with even more music. Wednesday morning, I joined a group from our church under the coordination, the leadership of Sally Hendricks and many other wonderful volunteers to the Go to the Mill Pond Manor, because our church does several outreach events at Mill Pond Manor, a retirement community, just down in the Mill Pond area. And we gathered in their community room space. This outreach team had put together a delightful Christmas party for the residents. The tables were decorated, the cookies were filled, the plates were full. Decorations were in the air, the spirit of Christmas was there. Santa made an appearance, Santa's been busy, and the musical instruments, when I came, they were starting to warm up. So Judy and Arla helped sing and lead us in caroling. They played the piano, and they played the violin for 45 minutes of some fun Christmas caroling, thanks to Judy and Arla, and the bold, courageous pastor here helped lead the residents in singing. I told Judy and Arla, I said, when you mess up, just keep smiling. it covers a multitude of mistakes. And so from singing Silent Night to the First Noel to Joy to the World and many church hymns in between there, we sang and we sang and we felt God's presence through the caroling love. Of course, we had to throw in, you know, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and, right, Frosty the Snowman, thumpity thump, 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 right? Even Santa Claus is coming to town. We ended our time with some Christmas bingo. I hope I'm recruiting you to join us next year to help be a part of this. And the peace, the hope, the joy, and the love of Christmas and the birth of Christ was shared. Arla and Judy's music set the stage for the fun. The music continues. So the music continues to this Wednesday night when a group from our church, many in the choir and praise band, I'm sure, and maybe some others from the congregation, we're going to go Christmas caroling at Greenfield Village on holiday nights on Wednesday night. Susan is, again, busy at work leading us. Our church has done this for a lot of years, and we're going to gather and we're going to sing, you know, Joy to the World. We're going to sing the First Noel. We're going to sing the carols and the songs of the Christian faith. There has been so much music this past week for me, for our church. Goodness, Susan has been busy. Give her like a pat on the back and buy her a cup of coffee or something. She works hard. She works hard. Thank you. And perhaps you've been listening to a lot of Christmas music this week. Maybe you've turned on the radio station or you've gotten out like the old vinyl or like the Christmas CDs, right? But this morning, the song of music continues. Because this morning, from the Gospel of Luke, when Liz read for us verses 39 through 56, we come to the story of the Advent scriptures that we read, and we come to the story, and the song of music continues. As we hear the song of Mary, the song that's called the Magnificat. So these two women gather. Mary has found out that she is conceiving. She's going to bear a child. And this 13, 14-year-old young woman bravely takes a very long journey. Shy of 10 days, she takes a journey to go visit her cousin or perhaps her aunt or her great aunt, a woman that's quite a bit older than her in age. She goes to visit Elizabeth, seeking out, I would imagine, a comforting presence, a reassuring friend, an encourager, someone to love her and support her, and someone, another woman to share this journey with as she's heard of this news. And upon entering Zechariah's house, Elizabeth's house, these two women meet, and I'm imagining Mary was wondering, now how am I going to break the news to Elizabeth that I'm pregnant? How am I going to say this? Social media has people like posting their pregnancy announcements out there, right? Social media, woo, we're pregnant. She was not going to do that. So how is she going to share this story? How is she going to tell of her news? But before she could even announce it, Elizabeth says, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." Before Mary gets to even tell her great news, Elizabeth knows. For the baby within her womb, who will be John, whom we'll know as John the Baptist, right, a cousin of Jesus's, leaps in her womb, and Elizabeth becomes the first to proclaim and to know of the coming birth of Jesus Christ. Women play a great role in announcing Jesus' birth, and then, right, announcing his resurrection. Amen. I love that. Let's not forget the women in scriptures. Amen. Amen. And the baby leaps in her womb, and there is joy that fills the household. More joy than freshly baked cookies, more joy than what twinkling lights brings, more joy than what Christmas carols can bring, more joy than presents under the tree. But the coming joy and love of the birth of our coming Savior. And in response to this breaking news, Mary breaks out in song. We call it the Magnificat. It's kind of a very similar to a song that Hannah said when she finally found news that in Old Testament that she was going to give birth to a child. She had wanted a child for so long. And so Mary rejoices. Verse 26, it says, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on the lowly state of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed. For the mighty one has done great things for me, and holy is his name." Mary bursts forth in song and praise and gratitude for the great thing that God is doing, that God will do, that God will continue to do, that through Jesus Christ, love divine, God incarnate, hope of the world will be born on Christmas Day. And they rejoice. So this time of year, it is so fun to sing the holiday songs. It is so fun to do all of the things in the little jar. It is so fun to go holiday shopping, and man, I was busy for like an hour wrapping presents yesterday, and all of it is good, just as our cast of characters talked about. But may we not lose sight of the real joy, of the real love that binds it and brings it all together, the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And of all of the holiday songs that we might sing, I mean, I tell you, Joy to the World is like my favorite. It is my favorite. And go tell it on the mountain. But may we also lift up Mary's song, the Magnificat, and say together, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior." Let us pray. Loving God, holy are you. Blessed is your name. Beautiful are the songs that we sing this time of year, for they tell of the birth of our Lord and Savior. Oh, Lord, how busy we might be this time of year, how full our schedules might feel, but help us to slow down, to pause, to remember, and to focus on the Christ child that will be born on Christmas Day. We praise you for the journey that we've been on, this journey of peace and hope, joy and love, for it brings us to the manger. It takes us to the Christ child. We pray these things in Christ's holy name. Amen.
Messiah, come, oh come, our Savior, Messiah, come. Thank you, choir. Wonderful. My prayer for us today was inspired by reading a meditation from Richard Rohr of the Center for Action and Contemplation earlier this week, in which he shared his understanding of the Trinity. He described God, the Father, or Mother, or Protector, as God for us. The Holy Spirit he described as God with us, or within us. And Jesus, Emmanuel, is God alongside us. So hold on to those thoughts, and let's turn together to the triune God in prayer. Let's pray. God of love, Advent is a time of waiting, and today we rest and wait. We rest from the patterns we've created for ourselves. Patterns of overshopping or overfussing about preparations. Help us today to instead prepare our hearts for Jesus so that our hearts reflect your love. Love for the beautiful, but also love for the lowly, for the marginalized, for the downtrodden. If you are love for the whole world, help us to be that love in the world. God, our Creator Parent, we are grateful that you want the best for us, that you care what happens to us. Thank you for your abundant love. Thank you for caring for us. And we pray that your love and healing mercy will be a powerful presence with those who are suffering, those who are facing surgery or healing or awaiting test results. We pray for those whose mental and emotional health are a struggle. Help them feel your hope with them always. Today we especially pray for three of your children who will receive prayer quilts today. For Kevin Allman, friend of Kelly Myers. For Barbara Wolf, friend of Barb Terry, and Janice Robinson, friend of Devin Kinney. May the knots we tie in prayer remind them of that your love is secure. May the quilts comfort them as if your very arms are wrapped around them. God within us, may your Holy Spirit remind us that we hold your very image inside us, and so does the homeless stranger in the street, or the neighbor in the grocery line, or the disagreeable person on the news, or that one guy in the parking lot who beats us to the best spot. Help us welcome your nudges and reminders of ways to see ourselves and others with your spark of life inside us. God, our companion, what a miracle it is that not only did you come to earth as a little baby, prepared to walk the walk of humanity, but that you gave your life so that we might have life in abundance. Thank you, Jesus, for showing us the journey of love. Help us to walk humbly with you always, loving mercy and seeking justice. Lord of all, in the peace of this moment, in this quiet time, we offer our silent prayers, petitions, and thanks. With the unity of Christ, let's join our hearts and voices to repeat the prayer Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
So the The story of Jesus' birth in the Gospel according to John is very, very different than the other ones. And there's one line I wanted to share with you from John 1:14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. So this week, as we are completing the final part of our pilgrimage towards Bethlehem, may we begin to catch glimpses of God's tangible love made flesh, born to us here. And may we respond to that love with gifts that reflect how grace and truth are finding a dwelling place in each of our lives. May the ushers come forward.
Accept the humble offerings we bring today. As Mary gave herself to your call willingly, let us answer the call you have given to each of us. Please use these gifts we bring to show your love in the world. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
your church. May the peace and the hope and the joy of Christ be with you this day and always. And may we lift our voices and sing as Mary did, saying, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. May the peace of Christ and the love of Christ be with you this day. Amen. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You were invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.